Appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I'm thankful for His mercy that renews every morning and His compassions that never fail. I'm thankful and I want to think more about what he does for me and His mercy. That's a wonderful word. That's a wonderful thing that He has for us. That's the only reason why we live today is because of His mercy. The judgment could have already come upon this world because it's full of chaos. It's full of sin, confusion, killing one another. Just so much stuff going on in this world. But God continues to have mercy upon us. He could take out this world like He did in the days of Noah, back in the days of Lot, different things like that. They didn't believe God. They didn't believe the word that He gave in the days of Noah. Noah preached, the flood was coming for year and year after year, and they didn't believe it because they didn't see it with their natural eye. That's the problem with today. We think we got to see everything to be able to understand it or to be able to believe it. But see, faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's where you are today. If you're listening to me, try to hear the word of God. Don't just hear it, but do something about it. Listen to it. The Bible said, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, the same shall not be blessed. You're not blessed. You won't be blessed by it. If you're just gonna listen to it or hear it and not do anything about what's being said, then it's just gonna come to naught. The devil's gonna take that seed right out of your heart that's been planted. He's gonna take it right on out and eat it away, take it away from you. You won't even think about it again until you get close to death. That's what most people go through. When they really hear the word of God being preached, they get convicted. They get a little conviction in their soul. They get a little antsy. They get a little ants in their pants, so to speak, and they don't want to hear it. They turn a deafened ear to it. They harden their heart. They stiffen their neck. Their ear starts to become dull of hearing. They don't want to hear what truth really is. They don't want to hear about a place called hell, but I must preach a place called hell because it's real and it's a very dangerous place. And I love you today. I don't want you to go to hell. We were all in that condition. We're born in sin, shaped of iniquity. We come forth from a babe, from the womb, as a babe speaking lies. We instantly, when we're born, we come to that age of accountability. We understand sin. We understand right from wrong. That's when we become that age of accountability, when we know and understand if we sin and we know that we're going to go to hell. That's something you need to hear today. It's not something you need to shun or take away or take lightly. You need to have fear of God. He's a true and living God. There's no other God to serve but the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. He said you might or you could or maybe you should. No, he said you must be saved in order to get to heaven. He's the ticket. He's already paid it. He's already paid the price. He died for you, for me, for everybody in this world. But when he was born, when he died, everybody after that, and anybody that will be born, he died for each and everybody, every man, boy, woman, and girl. He died for us all. He shed his precious blood at Calvary. He looked down from heaven. He always was. The Bible says he's the Word. He was with God. And the Bible, he was the Word. He is everything. He was before the world began. He was with God. And he's seen the need. He saw. He created this highest creation was us humans. The creation that he had. He took a dust from the earth and breathed. He created a man and breathed in the nostril the breath of life. It's good to go read about that in Genesis and how Adam and Eve, they ate of that tree of good and evil. It gets an understanding of what sin, where it came from. And it shows what they did. They had a choice. They had a choice between right and wrong. God told them the right. But he also said, don't do the wrong. But see, this flesh is weak. It wants to do exactly the opposite of what's right. It's just the Bible. Paul wrote about that. He said, the things that I would do, I don't. The things that I wouldn't do, as far as his soul, that he does. See, it's like a battle against the flesh, against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. It's a constant warfare and a battle with this rotten, stinking flesh. It's always getting in the way. It's always trying to rise up and take me down. I hate my flesh. I hate myself. Anybody that loves themselves and loves their rotten flesh is full of themselves. They're not really Christians. They may claim to be on Sunday. Maybe you'll have church on Wednesday, and they claim to be. They may be your pastor, and they may be your preacher. They may be a good old boy or a good old woman, and they claim to be this, claim to be that. But on the weekends, they start to have parties, and they go out getting drunk and smoking weed and having a filthy mouth, filthy communication, and they do all these types of things, and then next Sunday, here they come in their suit and tie and start so-called preaching the Word of God once again. That's just hypocritical. That's pathetic. That's just full of the devil. The devil's got his puppets. He's got his people in the pulpits that are trying to so-called preach the Word of God. All they're doing is patting their back pocket full of your money. That's all they care about is your money. I guarantee if you stop giving them your money, stop going to those ATMs and their big mega churches and taking out cash and putting it in that offering plate, I guarantee if you took all that away, they would move on to greener pasture, so to speak. They wouldn't be there no more. They would so-called lose their job, quote-unquote. They would get away from you. They wouldn't care. They would just go into another church where somebody would give them money and they could hypocritical just do things to them too and lie to them. It grieves my soul to know that how much of that is going on today. There's so many churches. They're on every corner. Everywhere you turn, there's a church. And you can't help but think, God have mercy, is that a real church? Are they really hearing the Word of God? What about those souls that are sitting under that preaching? What about all the innocent souls that are sitting there having to listen to all that confusion? People are perishing today. They're going to hell in a handbasket. Hell is enlarging itself every single day. It's growing and getting bigger. That's what it's very important. If you're a real Christian today, if you've really been born again, if you really call it out on God with all your heart, you remember a time where you said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need your presence. I need your help. I need your fulfillment. I need the forgiveness of my sins. I know I've sinned. I know I've come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. I need the peace that you only can give. The peace I give, the world can't give. That's exactly what Jesus said. He said, repent, or you will all likewise perish. If you haven't repented of your sins, if you never remember a time where you call out on God with all your heart, then you evidently you haven't been saved. But if you've done that, you felt the presence of God come in your heart, he's been dwelling with you ever since, then you've been saved and you're a real Christian. It's time to put out an effort. It's time to put your selfish desires away. Get your dreams out of the way. Put God first every morning, every day. Get your praying done. Get your study done. Ask God to help you with your flesh. Rebuke it. Get it out of the way. Start praying real hard and earnestly for the souls that are in your trust, your friends, your family, your loved ones, your relatives, the people that you come in contact with on the daily, the stores, the workforce, everywhere that you may come in contact with. Just put out an effort. Stop worrying about your self-desire. Stop worrying about yourself and get with it. Get on the firing lines and keep on it. Don't back up. Don't back down. The devil's going to come. He's going to try to hinder you. He's going to try to take you down. I know what it feels like that for the devil to work on me very strong all the time. He did it before I got saved, and I finally got saved. I gave my heart to God. He took away the devil. He rebuked him and put him in his place. Thank God for that. He gave me peace. He gave me joy. He gave me contentment. He gave me satisfaction, something I can never find. All those lies the devil told me over and over and over. He lied to me all those times. He wanted me to kill myself. He wanted me to go to that drastic, to that far, to that wide way, the broad way that led to destruction. He was going to destroy my soul if he could. But I thank God for the pastor that was preaching the Word of God every Sunday and Wednesday. He didn't do it for a popularity contest. He's not doing it to get famous. He doesn't want you to know his name, but one name he did want me to know, and that was the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. He told me about a man named Jesus and what he did for me at Calvary, how he shed his blood, how he took the propitiation for our sins, the remission, the Redeemer, the all in all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the everything to me. He told me about that man, and I needed that. I was troubled. I was down and out. I felt like a refrigerator was on my back. It was so much weight, I couldn't bear it no longer. I couldn't look anywhere but up from there. I was looking everywhere, left, right, behind me. I was looking diagonal. I was looking everywhere in the world for something to satisfy me. But the only way, when I finally got tired of myself, when I finally got tired of living the way I was living and feeling the way I was feeling, I looked up. That was the only way that I could look. And thank God, when I gave my heart to God, when I meant business, when I was determined, I really meant business. I was praying in church. I didn't care who saw me crying. I didn't care who saw me getting emotional, so to speak. It wasn't an emotional experience. I already had that when I was 13 years years old. A few tears ran down my face. Oh, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, sure I do. I know who he is. I know he died for my sins. But see, that didn't get me saved. What got me saved was being my broken heart and that contrite spirit, asking God to forgive me of all my sins. Not that sin caught up with me, that I sinned against the Almighty God. When I got serious, when I got determined, that's when God saved my soul, just like I was. I felt the King of Glory come in. I felt his presence come inside my soul. But instantly when I got saved, the devil came, just like I talked about in the beginning. He came and tried to take the seed away, but one thing he can't do is take my salvation away. When God saves you, it's not a 30, 60, or 90 day plans. It's fulfilled. It's eternal life. The Bible said, my sheep have eternal life, and they'll never pluck them out of my hand. No principality, no power, no high thing, no devil, nobody can take the precious Holy Spirit away from my soul. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. I'm thankful when he died at Calvary, he said, I'll send back the Comforter that would be with you even unto the end of the world. The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. I'm just thankful for all that God's done for me, for his great love and mercy that he has towards me. But be determined today. Really get saved. Really call out on God with all your heart. He's waiting on you to get saved. You're not waiting on him. He's been speaking to you. This is not your first here to... First time listening to me, maybe it is. You just got to give your heart to God. That's all God wants for you. Maybe you're looking for a dream in life. Maybe you're looking for your purpose in life. Maybe you just don't know what to do. Maybe you have different dreams and desires, ambitions. Maybe you just don't know what to do in life. You don't understand what's going on. Maybe you're going through relationship problems. Maybe you're getting drunk every weekend and you just get tired of feeling the way you're feeling. Well, I can give you all the answers. It's in Christ Jesus. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can help you. I'm just thankful for his love and mercy. I was down and out. I couldn't help myself. You see, I was so tired of living the way I was living. And I felt so down and so troubled. I'm thankful the Bible said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered me out of every trouble that I had. And after those 2 weeks, like I talked about, the devil working on my mind after I've been saved, I knew something happened to me. You see, just like being a rocket scientist, you can't be a rocket scientist and not know it. You can't be a millionaire and not know it. Just like me being saved, I can't be saved and not know that I'm saved. God gives me that spirit of love. He gives me love for the brethren, for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and for the blessed book, and be able to seek his face. When you don't do your praying, when you don't do your studying as a Christian, you get convicted. That's another evident token of being a Christian, of being a real genuine Christian, praying for souls, putting out an effort, really seeking God with all your heart. But see, I just pray that you would call out on God. Don't let another day go by without being saved. Really be remorse. Be contrite. Be brokenhearted. You're already broke by the world. I was too. I went through different things in life that I didn't have to go through. It was my choice, just like Adam and Eve. They made that choice of eating that tree of good and evil after God told them not to. I'm here today to tell you not to waste any more time. It's the Holy Spirit within me. I'm not here to try to throw stones at you or tell you what to do, but I'm trying to give you the best advice that I can give as the Holy Spirit gives it. The hell is a real place. I'm telling you, hell is a terrible place of eternal torment and damnation, and the fire will never be quenched. It'll never go out. There's no exit gates. There's no fire extinguishers. There's no water up there. It talked about Lazarus, the one that died, and he went to heaven, and that rich man died. He lifted up his eyes in hell, and he tried to send Lazarus back to the earth to get just a drop of water and put it on his tongue, talking to Abraham. He wanted to send Lazarus back to see his brethren and tell them not to come to this awful place. But see, the Bible said it's too late. When you go to hell, it's too late. You know, as soon as you die, you lift up your eyes in hell, then you instantly become a believer in Jesus Christ. Even though I told you today, if you don't call out on God, if you don't believe with all your heart, you'll miss heaven altogether. Everything is just not lovely and roses and tulips, tiptoeing through the tulips, so to speak. Everything is not like that in this world. You can clearly see what things are doing. You can see we're in the Revelation times, men with men, women with women, working that which is unseemly. It's just so much stuff going on, murders and killings and all types of things, robbery, just all things are going on today that are wrong in the sight of God. Judgment's coming today. I feel in my heart that Jesus is coming back real soon. Make preparation. God's already did the work. Just call out on God. Give him all your heart. I see my time's about gone. Do some praying. May God bless you all. In Jesus' precious name, amen.